So I said there were two commands from Jesus, two ordinances, to remember him and to be baptized. One of the last times he was together with his disciples, Jesus said to them, "All power has been given to me in heaven and in earth, so go into all the world and make disciples." And then he defined for them, in case there was any misunderstanding, what it means to make a disciple. He said there's two elements to making a disciple. Go into all the world, and as you're going, make disciples, first baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And second, teach them to obey all that I've commanded you. Because obeying Jesus is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And so the first step as a disciple, the first step in following Jesus, the first step in obeying Jesus, is to follow his command, be baptized in the name of the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit. So today we have four sisters, brothers, who are going to be baptized, Rhea, Karina, Alicia, and Ephraim. And as they come forward, and as they get into the tank, as they go underneath that water, it's as if they're saying to you, proclaiming symbolically, that when Jesus died on the cross, I was there. I was there. And when he died, I died. When he was buried, I was buried. When he was raised to new life, I have new life too, because Jesus died for me. And so let's listen to their stories this morning. Sister Rhea is first. Come on up, Rhea. And then immediately following her will be Karina, and then Alicia, and then our brother Frank.
Hi, good morning. Oh. So, first of all, I would like to apologize for wearing a New York Giants, Rangers shirt. thank you. So that question that I got from Steve in January when I decided that I wanted to be baptized has been lingering in my mind since then. It haunts me in my dreams too. That's a good one. It is a good thing because I have never ever encountered such challenging question in my life. When and how God saved you? Not because I didn't have any answers, nor an answer, but because he saved me so many times in my entire lifetime so far, and I know he will still continue to do that. It's just that I was just too stubborn to admit that it was him and not me. Growing up as a kid who didn't have a dad, who has a very busy mother, I learned things the hard way by myself, so I thought I was tough enough and strong enough to deal with things. In a very young age, I learned that life is a perpetual motion, literally and figuratively speaking. So finally, when I thought that I am ready to go out explore the Philippines where I came from, I decided to quit my job. In 2013, I had everything somebody could ask for, but I told myself I'm not happy about this life. I would like to go out and explore. So I just thought of quitting my job, leaving my country, leaving my family behind, and started exploring. I went to places far and near. I got here finally in the United States. And I thought, hey, I was doing good, you know? I can live my own life, and I can do this by my own. Looking back now, I can't believe how I missed that most important thing, that Jesus has always been there protecting me, especially in those times that I was breaking some laws in Vietnam, you know, lurking around in the middle of the night after curfew. I never got arrested. But it was because of Jesus. And I thought, oh, because I'm so smart enough, I told them that I'm a foreigner, I cannot speak in Vietnamese, and that would always like keep me from trouble. But no, and I have been through a lot in life too. And I thought it was just me. So I realized that God saved me from my own self, because I have always been so strong-willed and stubborn in the bad way. Of course, stubborn has never been a good way. A year ago, it was the most difficult part of my life. I celebrated my birthday in a state I didn't have any friends. I tried to escape from that scenario and went to my family in LA, thinking that they would welcome me with their open arms, but they did not. And the only people I thought I had were Mandy and Charlie, and I was not wrong with that, but they were 1,000 miles away from me. I was not allowed to take phone calls, not even from my best friend who lives in Orange County. I was in LA just because my relatives or my family did not trust me. It was pretty hard. I didn't have anything, no job, just a few bucks in my pocket. I wanted to look for a job. They would always tell me not to. So I started feeling worthless. For some reason, I told myself I had to do something about it. And I know that it was Jesus waking me up every day, 5:30, in a snap of a finger. I just wake up, just brush my teeth, change my clothes, and just go out. And then I found a church. It's a Catholic church because I'm Catholic. But I just spent the entire day, I'm not exaggerating, I spent 6 o'clock a.m. until 6 o'clock p.m. for 3 months in L.A. I cried, I said my prayers, I just, you know, get myself lost into the silence that God enveloped me to listen to Him, because I think that my world was just too loud and noisy. I was just listening to myself. So that's just amazing how He tried to help me first to get out of that, from that situation I was in, to bring me back here in Massachusetts. This has always been my home in this country, to be with you guys, folks, kids, to be with this wonderful weather. I know everyone's complaining about the weather, but I have always wanted to live in a place where there is four seasons, and I got my wish. But it's not easy at all. But God is so amazing. I asked for a job. He gave me 3 jobs. In a matter of 2 months, I got myself a place to stay, and sooner or later, I'm gonna rent my own place in East Boston. And it's just so amazing. So now I have realized that all we need to do and all I had to do was to just open up my life, my heart, my mind, my soul to Him, for Him to be able to guide me well. And I'm glad that I listened to Him. It was not easy. I would still question Him, well, why do you want me to do that? Why do you want me to say this? Yeah, or why do you want me to go there? But I learned things because I listened to Him and I trust Him with all of my heart and with all my soul and with all of my life. I mean, it's just so amazing how He transformed my life. And I know I will still have more challenges to face. But this time I'm not scared anymore because I know I have Him. And now I pray for little things that I have to do. I have always underestimated the power of prayer. I used to say a prayer because I wanted something, not because I needed something. And it's just amazing. My relationship with Jesus now is quite enigmatic. It's phenomenal. It's the best feeling. So a lot of people would ask me, okay, who's the most inspiring man in your life? Again, growing up without a dad, it's hard to say it's my father. But now I can say it again. It's my father up there who looks, I mean, who takes care of everyone. And Jesus, my Savior, our Savior. So this is going to be my new life with Jesus in my life. And I'm glad that I am getting baptized on my birthday. Thank you. So that's just what my story is all about. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Karina Sosa. I'm 12 years old in the 7th grade. I grew up in a Christian home. My parents and grandparents told me how important God is in my life. As a little kid, I went to Sunday school and learned many of the stories in the Bible. Then 6th grade rolled around, and I was old enough to go to youth group. Every Wednesday, I'll go and learn even more about God in the Bible. And in March 16, I went to Berea, and that's the best decision I ever made in my life. I was so spiritually connected with God that I accepted him in my life. So the reason I'm standing here today, because I just came back from Berea again and told my parents I wanted to get baptized. I wanted to get baptized because I feel in my heart I am ready for this next step in my Christian life. So now I'm excited to see what God has planned for me next in the future. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Alicia. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself before coming to know Jesus. As a child, I grew up in a very unhealthy home of substance abuse and physical abuse. At a young age, I was put into foster care. So growing up from home to home made it hard to have a feeling of stability or even value. The older I got, the more I became more defiant and was searching for something to make me feel whole. I started using opiates. In just a small amount of time, my whole entire life had fallen apart and I had lost everything. I knew I just could no longer go on living this way, and that day I made a decision to get help. In the process of getting help, I met another Christian. He would listen to Christian music, and that's when I asked him if he went to church. He replied that he did and offered to take me with him. So for a couple of Sundays, I was nervous about meeting new people and not knowing anything, so I gave him excuses. But my heart really felt eager to go. I finally told myself, no matter what, tomorrow is Sunday and you are going to go. So I did. And when I went there, I was welcomed with open arms, and attending church every Sunday gave me the serenity to get through another week. I continued to go and started going to a prayer group as well. The more I went, the better it got, and with God by my side, And now I know that I am valued. I have value. Now that I have a relationship with the Lord, I am able to receive his beautiful blessings and how truly faithful he is. I am now able to make better decisions. I have been sober since December of 2014. And thank you. I am being baptized today for a chance to cleanse of my sins and dedicate my new life with Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
Based on your testimony, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, have you put your faith and trust in him, Alicia?
I have.
Yes. Based on your testimony, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This morning, we praise the Lord. We honor him because this is Wilmer's brother. He's visiting from Peru. He arrived in the United States about 8 weeks ago. And he has a testimony to share with us in Spanish. And I will translate it in English once he finishes. Okay?
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Efraín Ávalo. Vengo de Perú. Estoy de visita aquí en Estados Unidos. Les cuento, en Perú tengo un amigo que es pastor y siempre me invitaba a su iglesia. Tuve la oportunidad de ir 2 a 3 veces a la iglesia, pero no me interesaba. Es más, me escapaba de la iglesia. Y hasta que decidí venir a Estados Unidos, pero era súper difícil. Pero sabía de que aquí en la iglesia, mediante mi hermano Wilmer, oraban por mí. Y luego decidí pedir visa y se me hizo demasiado fácil. Incluso cuando llegué al aeropuerto de Estados Unidos, más fácil se me hizo. Y luego acá en Estados Unidos, la primera semana que vine a la iglesia, ingresé, me gustó el sermón y es ahí donde comprendí que Dios tiene un propósito para mi vida. Y el versículo que me gustó fue de Juan 8, capítulo 12, que dice: yo soy la luz del mundo, el que me sigue no andará en tinieblas, y es más, conocerá la vida eterna, la luz de la vida. Y es por eso que he decidido que Dios ingrese a mi vida, que tome mi vida y que haga de mí un hombre de bien y yo respetar sus decisiones de él. En conclusión, mediante este testimonio, le pedí al pastor Freddy que me bautizara. Dios le bendiga. Gracias.
I'm going to try. Yes, Frank is sharing with us this morning that while he was in Peru, he has a friend, he's a pastor. He invited him to go to church. And his friends also that, let's go to church. And in 2 occasions, he did accept to go to church, but he escaped from the other door. So, because he didn't like it. So he says, okay, let's go. But once the sermon starts, you know, he just took off. Those 2 occasions. But Wilmer asked for prayers for his brother. He's in Peru, that he wants to come to the United States. And we were praying for him. And he went to the embassy, which is very difficult to get visas to come to the United States in countries like that. But it was easy for him to get a visa. And when he entered the United States in customs and immigration, was even easier. Because sometimes they ask you for how much money you have, how long you're going to be here, and stuff like that. And they said, oh, you don't have to show me nothing. Just go. So it was easy for him to get in. And the first Sunday that he was here, Wilmer invited him to come to church. And he listens to the sermon, and he felt that God was speaking with him, and he wants something with him. And he decided to accept Jesus as his Savior. And his favorite verse is in John chapter 8, verse 12. It says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And he feels that now he can see clear, he can see better, and that God has a purpose in his life. That's why he decided to take this opportunity to get baptized. And he says, God bless you all.
Padre, del Hijo
Santo.